It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome to this week's Power Back episode. Today, we are talking about how to handle and manage that never-ending to-do list. You know that feeling where there's 100 different things. Where do I start? What do I need to do? How do I prioritize this stuff? I've developed this very simplistic way to be able to focus, to be able to complete things, and maybe even most importantly, clear some of that stuff off your plate to give yourself time, capacity, energy, and brain power back. Before we dig into this simple little process that I have created for you, I'm really excited to let you know that I've got some great stuff on the way to you. First is a free 5-day private podcast that's going to help teach you how to get out of your own head. Over the course of 5 days, you'll get not just an audio, but also a micro workbook that's going to help you to do some introspective work and to also learn the tools so you know how to move forward, how to shift out of overthinking, worry, overwhelm, all that mental gunk that tends to stop you from moving forward. The second piece is the formation and the opening of my community, the Gutsy Collective. I've attempted to launch this a handful of other times and it's just never truly been in alignment. And this time it's just different. I've taken 6 years worth of information, comments, feedback, surveys, like you name it, every conversation that I've had, I'm just super absorbent to what people are thinking, feeling, and needing. And so I've built this community to not only provide a safe space for connection, vulnerability, truth, but also for guidance, teaching, learning, and growth. Both of these items are going to be opening up over the next couple of weeks. So if either or both of these interest you, I would encourage you to get on my mailing list now. If you go to lauraora.com/connect, there's a space where you can enter your name and email. And this way, you're going to get first access to these items. Even if you're already on the list, you'll have an opportunity to take advantage of these two new offerings for you. I've actually never felt more aligned with something that I and my team, my incredible team, have worked together to create, build, and to bring to you. If you're loving the Gutsy Podcast and you're taking a lot out of it, just know that these two items are like the Gutsy Podcast times 10,000. So again, next step, go to lauraora.com/connect, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll make sure that you get the links for both of them. For today's conversation and focus, though, we're talking about that pesky fucking to-do list that just seems to crawl across the floor like a zombie straight out of a movie. I must be on a little bit of a zombie kick because last week's episode was about not feeding your zombie groundhog, which is all those thoughts and feelings and emotions that like pop up out of nowhere. But the to-do list, you know, it's the list of things that you need to do. It's the stuff at work, the stuff at home, the things that the kids need, the phone call that you need to return, the paperwork that you need to fill out, the client that you need to reach out to. It just always kind of seems never ending, doesn't it? And in one hand, it's kind of true. I mean, I think that sometimes we feed into this thought and feeling that we reach a certain point, we get to a place where it's done, and then it should just stay that way. Now, look, it's not impossible for it to stay that way for a little while, but inevitably, if you're moving forward in life, if you're taking risks, you're growing, you have people around you, you're responsible for things, there's always gonna kind of be a version of a to-do list now, isn't there? And so if we stop fighting the fact that it's there and we start focusing on how do we better manage it, then maybe we're starting to change the conversation a little bit here. Before I dig into these three steps, though, these three very key questions that you can ask yourself to get a better handle on this and to shift the way that you look at it, we cannot move forward without first acknowledging how many things that you're taking on in the first place. Because if you're being a yes woman, You're taking on everything and everyone else's stuff. You're saying yes when you wanted to say no. You're overexerting yourself. You're packing your calendar. You're setting expectations that are not realistic and then kicking your own ass because you can't uphold them. Well then, my friend, these three things I'm going to teach you today are going to be completely fucking irrelevant. So your first area of focus is, am I overcommitting? Where can I say no? Where I felt like I should say yes. You know, I teach a lot about noticing and awareness, and I want you to really, really like hone in on your ability to pause before you make a decision or commit to something. Because it's in that little tiny void of space and time that you are able to get into your conscious mind and choose how you're going to respond, choose how you're going to move forward, and even process if this is something that you want to do and something that you can do. You know that old saying, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. Even giving yourself the opportunity to evaluate that in a moment comes from your ability to pause before you decide. Now, there's going to be some situations where you just know right off the bat and you don't need that pause, but pausing and noticing and the awareness is truly a muscle. And the more that you listen to it, the more that you honor what you actually want instead of what you feel like you should, and the more that you allow yourself to follow through with that decision, meaning you're actually turning something down, meaning you're asking someone if you can do this at a later date, the more you support what you truly want, the stronger that muscle gets and the easier it gets to be able to choose you. Because you've got to be the one that protects your time and your energy. Because no one else can do that for you. It's not even that they're not going to come do it for you. It's that they can't. You've got to be the one that's willing to pause and choose. Everyone else's needs, nightmares, and things on fire are not your responsibility. And all that extra crap that you keep piling on for yourself, it's not always about just other people, my friend. It's also about the crap that you put on yourself as well. You've got to start getting realistic about what you can do, what you want to do, and what you have time to do. Because otherwise, you set yourself up for expectations. You're not able to fulfill them. You start going in with the negative self-talk. See, here I am again. I can't move forward. Nothing's working out. Everything's against me. And the cycle fucking continues. So just as much as you pause with other people, I need you to start pausing for yourself. Is this realistic? Does this work with my current workload and responsibilities? Do I actually even want to do this? And how will this impact my life or my business? If you give yourself the opportunity to pause and really process through this, you're going to find that there aren't nearly as many fires as what your brain wants you to believe there are. Okay, now that we've covered those bases, because you know I'm all about the truth, now we're going to talk about the how. This actually came out of a coaching session that I was having with a one-on-one client. She was feeling really overwhelmed and I'm not sure what to do first, and everything just keeps happening and it feels like it's piling up and everything's urgent. I have no idea what to do, where to focus. So then I just freeze and shut down. And so I was like, why don't we give it a little bit of framework then? And the framework was finish one, delegate one, remove one. This is essentially the filter that I encourage you to start running your to-do list through. And especially when it feels really big and out of control, do this once a day until it feels more leveled out. And then ultimately, you can turn this into like a once a week when you're planning for the week, when you're looking ahead, or when you go to make a decision about something, if I can take it on. So the first one is to finish one. So much of the time and brain capacity that goes out the window is having way too many tabs open in your brain with way too many unfinished things. So what if you identify one thing that you could finish today? Let this be easy, my friend. I'm not talking about if you have started a backyard renovation and you're putting an addition on your house. Obviously, that's not going to be finished today. but making the phone call to order the dirt could be finished today. Choosing what color patio pavers you want could be finished today. In your business, it might be scheduling out your social media, returning the phone call that just seems to be rolling over from day to day, or something as simple as making a decision on something that you've been going back and forth between. Those items can be finished today. By finishing something and allowing it to even be the smallest of things, you begin to build momentum. You're working towards something. And in some cases, these are like one-off things that just need to be handled that you can clear the space and get the capacity back. And more often than not, these tend to be the things that we push off from day to day to day to day. And then when you finally do it, you're like, oh my God, that took way less time than I thought it would. And it was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. Why didn't I do this sooner? So if you have to block in 20 minutes, an hour, whatever feels right for you to say, okay, I'm going to finish the thing. You might even find yourself in a situation where you're able to knock out 3 or 4 little things and get all that time and capacity back. The second step is to delegate one. You happy little warrior, you. I know that you are a superwoman. I know that you can do a lot of things, but that does not mean that you have to. Delegating is a smart choice. It allows you to focus on the things that only you can do. It empowers other people that are really great at other things to do the things that they're great at. And it gets shit done. I mean, this is a trio win-win-win situation. So if you look at your list right now, what's one thing that you could delegate today? And that voice in your head is going to be like, I don't have the help. I don't have the support. I need to do this. I really need to follow up with that. I can promise you that if you showed me your to-do list, we could identify at least one, if not multiple things that you could delegate. And if you have that feeling like, you know, no one can do it like I can, okay, but how's that working out for you? Does it really matter about the perfection? Or is this something that you could release and allow someone else to do? Does that micro detail really make a difference in your world? As an example, I'm working on recording the audios for that private podcast that I shared with you at the beginning of the episode. One of the things that I can delegate for this project is hiring someone to help me build out the campaign so that it gets to you properly. Can I go into my email marketing system and set it all up and get the links and like make sure it's all optimized? Sure, I could do that. Is that the best use of my time? Not so much. So instead, I'm staying focused on what I do really best, which is to bring information to you in an approachable way, packed with lots of value and content and wrapped up with a bunch of love. My one thing that I delegated was allowing a team to help me build out this system so that you get all of the things properly and on time. Remember, just because you can does not mean that you should. And lastly, and this one might take a little bit more love and attention, but the last one is to remove one. We take on so many things that we don't really want. And I can promise you that there's at least one thing on your to-do list right now that just doesn't need to be there. And this isn't honestly even about finishing it or delegating it or like maneuvering it. This is about it just not being there at all. Ironically, I just made one of these calls today. I was gearing up to record this episode, and one of the pieces that's kind of caused some friction and resistance on my part is recording the video that comes along with it. When I record the audio, I feel much more free-flowing. I feel like it just pours out of me differently. I don't know, it's just a different energy. And so when I was evaluating, okay, what is this resistance? What's going on? What's causing me to kind of, you know, like consistently get behind? It's having the fucking video on. So what's one thing that I can remove today? I can remove the video because I'm going to bet that you didn't even know that they existed. Why? Because I've never told you that they existed on YouTube. It's not a priority. It doesn't mean that it can't come back later. I'm just making a decision to not do it right now. And this is the type of power that you hold in your hand. Sometimes we think that taking something off the list means that it's forever gone. I can never change my mind. You know, it can never come back. It's not the case. Maybe you get all this other stuff fine-tuned and reworked and get your hands wrapped around it, and next week or next month you're like, hey, now I'm ready for that thing. Or maybe you remove it and you're like, I feel pretty relieved. I'm glad I don't have to do that. I never thought about it again. As soon as I made the decision, I felt 10,000 times better. So what is something that you can remove from your list? Could be small, could be big, could be something that comes back later, could be something that you never fucking think about again. By implementing these three questions, this is like a 5-minute process, okay? Sometimes not even that. And again, especially if you're in a high tide or where things are just a little bit more dense, then do this daily until things feel more even and in control. And then you can switch to once a week when you're planning for things. This is a great Monday activity. And truly give yourself the 5 or 10 minutes to go through this, be honest with yourself, and then own it and follow through with it. What's one thing that I can finish? What's one thing that I can delegate? And what's one thing that I can remove? And I can promise you that within a couple of days of doing this, you're going to feel more in control. You're going to feel like you can see through the clouds. And it creates so much more time, energy, and capacity to focus on the things that you really want to do in the first place. Life isn't about living through a to-do list. It's about living. We just happen to have things that we need to do along the way. If you want to get some first dibs on that 5-day private podcast experience that I shared, or you want to learn more about the Gutsy Collective, which is the community that is about to open, go to lauraora.com/connect, sign up for my newsletter, and I'll make sure that you get all of the links and the details through your email. I'd also love to know if something today resonated or stood out to you. I am the one that answers all of your questions and your comments on my Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. You can find me using @ thatlauraora. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.